It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, The Salvation Army, and Studio West Boutique. Now live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Hallworth.
Thanks, Matt. Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium. It's the 6A East home opener for Mountain Home tonight as Pine Bluff is in town. The Bombers come in with a record of 0-4 on the campaign. They are 0-1 so far in conference play. Pine Bluff 3-1 on the campaign. They are 1-0 so far in conference play. Pine Bluff with a loss to Cabot in week one, 20-12, but they've been hot ever since then. Beat Washington Chapel 43-7, beat Fort Smith Northside 14-7, and last week they waxed Little Rock Hall 60-6. This is a very talented ball club and a tough test for the Bombers tonight. Just under 20 minutes away from kickoff. Beautiful night for football. You still got plenty of time to get here to Bomber Stadium and watch the Bombers as they try to knock off one of the top teams in the state in Class 6A. Mountain Home and Pine Bluff, we'll talk more about the matchup here in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the State Farm agent James Poyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the player of the game during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's player of the game is Luke Foreman. Luke plays both defensive end and tight end. This week, he had 5 tackles and 2 pancake blocks. He also leads the team in tackles this season. Luke Foreman, the player of the game against Jonesboro, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm Agency on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more, like a GE high-efficiency washer and electric dryer. Your clothes get cleaner without the damage, and they're just $586 each. Save $425 on the pair. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. See store for details.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on girls' graphic tees, just $9.99. Flannels for him, only $12.99. Denim for her, just $24.99. Get Nikes for $39.99. Kitchen electrics, only $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, the Big One bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, see store, Kohl's.com for details.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we're about 17 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers getting set to do battle with the Zebras of Pine Bluff. Joining me for the broadcast tonight, so nice to have a professional announcer for a change. Bob Bird is out of town tonight. So Tobias Pugsley, one of the all-time greats in Yaleville Summit football history, is with us tonight. How are you, Tobias?
I'm good, Brad. Thanks. That's a great intro. I just hope I can live up to the legend that is Bob Bird tonight, and looking forward to having a good time. So.
Well, let's talk about this matchup. Of course, you talk about football in Arkansas. Pine Bluff's one of the first teams you're going to talk about. A lot of history since Bobby Boulding has been there. This is his 11th season.
Absolutely. You know, with only 90 wins already, I mean, this is going to be what I think is going to be the most athletic team top to bottom the Mountain Home will probably play all year. You know, they have that wide receiver, Thompson. He had 6 touchdown catches last year. I mean, does a really good job. I mean, they're just very physical, very talented team. So it should be a really good ball game tonight.
A lot of history since Boulding's been there. They've won, in fact, they made four trips in a row to the state championship game. In 2012 and 13, they finished as runners-up. They won state championships in 14 and 15. They've made it to the semifinals 7 of his 10 years, in the playoffs all 10 years. He has built a, boy, just a powerhouse there at Pine Bluff. You heard us talk about Jeremy Thompson on offense. Boy, defensively, they've got an outstanding linebacker. We'll have to watch for tonight, Tobias.
They have a couple of really, really good linebackers. You know, the Singleton boys, All-State last year, had 128 tackles, which high school is absolutely phenomenal. You know, and this coach, you know, coaches are really, really good squad. I mean, it's hard enough to win a state title, but to win the state title back-to-back years, absolutely phenomenal.
Well, unfortunately, injuries are a problem. We talked with that with Coach Maddox on the pregame show. And, Tobias, when you take four starters out of your lineup out for the season with injuries, three of them two-way starters, and that's, of course, Blake Bogey, Peyton Hughes, Eddie Just, Aaron Holmes. You still got David Waymire out tonight, a two-way starter. Lathan Aldridge starts at running back. T.J. McKenna plays a lot of both sides of the ball. That is tough to overcome.
Absolutely, it's tough to overcome. And these are guys that set the tone for this team, too. So not only physically are they at a disadvantage with that many injuries, but, you know, from a leadership standpoint, too. I mean, there's still a lot of great guys out there that can help lead. But when you have that many injuries on a team, it's just one more obstacle you got to overcome in an already extremely difficult conference.
You know, from your playing days, when you face a team like a Pine Bluff, very athletic as they are, it is so hard. You can't simulate that in practice. It's hard to prepare for a team like this.
It is. It's hard to prepare for them, and it's hard to get, you know, a live look at what they're actually going to bring. So, you know, it usually games like that will start off a little slow. It'll take them a little bit of time to get adjusted. And, you know, like we were talking about, if you take into account the injuries as well, it's a really great opportunity for some of these guys that are going to get a chance to step up tonight, raise their level of performance, and really help this team, you know, hopefully pull up a victory here at home.
We heard Brian talk about it in his show this evening. Ball control is huge, especially in a game like this where Pine Bluff has so many playmakers and a quick strike offense. That's something Mountain Home's got to do tonight. You got to put together some long drives.
Absolutely, you got to. I mean, when their offense is going to spread it up, you know, roll some true trips out there. You know, they'll be looking at some doubles. You know, we'll be looking at some shotgun with some wing. They're going to try to spread it out, and they're going to try to run the ball, and they're going to evenly distribute some passing. You know, we talked about some bubble spring screens and stuff like that. So, you know, defense is going to have to play heads up tonight because they can attack you in multiple ways. They're talented. They're fast. So they'll have to have their head on a swivel if they want to be successful tonight.
Going to be a tough test for Mountain Home tonight. Pine Bluff is 3-1 so far in the campaign. Mountain Home's 0-4. Zebras opened their conference play with that win over Hall last week. Of course, Mountain Home had the loss to Jonesboro last week to start 6A East conference play. We're going to take a break. Boy, there's some great matchups around the state tonight. Matt is going to have our studio report. He'll check the schedule for tonight, tell us what's happening. That's when we continue. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the player of the game during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's player of the game is Luke Foreman. Luke plays both defensive end and tight end. This week, he had 5 tackles and 2 pancake blocks. He also leads the team in tackles this season. Luke Foreman, the player of the game against Jonesboro, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm Agency on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 85 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Captain Spaulding. The money we raise help people in the surrounding 5 counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Although depression isn't normal at any age, over 7 million seniors suffer with significant symptoms of depression. This often goes unrecognized or untreated. Make plans to join me, Dr. Tom Foster, from the Hensley Behavioral Health Center. I'll be giving a talk on depression in seniors, October 5th, at the Lagerboard Dining Room at Baxter Regional. The talk is at 12 noon and lunch will be provided. Visit hensleybehavioralhealth.com or call us at 870-508-6400.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today, the Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
More than 75 years ago, electric cooperatives were formed to bring power to rural Arkansas. Neighbors came together to build electric lines and grow communities. Over the years, we've created an electricity network that provides reliable and affordable power to over 1 million Arkansans. We live and work in the communities we serve. At homes, businesses, and schools, we work to brighten the future of our communities. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
And we welcome you back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. State Farm Agent James Boyette's office strives to assist their customers in managing the risks of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. I'm Matt Sharp, joining you with our first Classic Hits 101.7 studio report of the night as Mountain Home Bombers getting ready to take on the Zebras of Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff, again, comes into this game. They're actually tied for a third in Class 6A, of course, according to the Arkansas Associated Press. They are tied with West Memphis for that number three ranking. And let's take a look at what's going on in the 6A East. Speaking of the Blue Devils, they are going to be playing at Searcy tonight, who's all ranked fifth in Class 6A. So that is going to be a matchup that a lot of people are going to look forward to tonight in the Natural State. Jonesboro at home tonight against Jacksonville, and Little Rock Hall is hosting Marion this evening. On the local level, Yelville Summit is playing at Greenland. This is the first road test for conference play for the Panthers tonight. Salem will be at Rector this evening. Melbourne will be hosting Marshall. The Bearcats come into this game unbeaten. Mountain View is at Elkins tonight. Harrison playing at Clarksville this evening. West Plains is in Springfield to take on Kickapoo. Hollister is at home against Springfield Catholic. Forsyth is at Pierce City. Branson hosts Republic, and Ava takes their unbeaten record tonight at home against Thayer. By the way, this is week 7 of the high school football season for Missouri, so there'll just be 2 weeks left after this, and then district play will start after that. In the Arkansas Associated Press top 10, it is number one, Harbor on the road tonight, but they're not having to go far. They're actually staying in the city this evening as they're playing number 7, Springdale tonight. Number 2, Bryant is at home against Little Rock Catholic. Third-ranked North Little Rock is hosting ninth-ranked Conway. Number 4, Greenwood is at home against number 8, El Dorado. And these are the top two teams in the Class 6A top 5 as well, Greenwood 1, El Dorado 2. And this is, by the way, three matchups in the between the teams ranked in the top 10 tonight. Number 5, Pulaski Academy, who's also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, is at BB this evening. 6th-ranked Bentonville West is hosting Fayetteville tonight. Purple Dogs really looking to bounce back right now. They are a surprising 1-3 right now on the season, and 10th-ranked Cabot will be hosting Fort Smith Southside. We've already gone through all the games tonight in the Class 6A Top 5, so we'll go on to the Class 5A Top 5 games that we have yet to mention. Number 2, Wynn is in Paragould taking on Greene County Tech tonight. Third-ranked Little Rock Christian made the short trip to Sherwood to face Sylvan Hills. Number 4, Whitehall, is at Camden Fairview. And number 5, Nettleton, is at Blytheville this evening. In the Class 4A Top 5, P. Ridge, who is tied for first at Lincoln tonight. Arkadelphia shares that number 1 ranking, and they're in Little Rock tonight to take on number 3, Joe T. Robinson. Should be a big matchup. Actually, the game of the week for Class 4A, that is, on Arkansas High School Game Day. You heard Brad hosting that earlier this evening. Number 4, Prairie Grove, hosting Gravette tonight, and number 5, Warren, at Star City. In the Class 3A Top 5, number 1, Prescott, is at Gurdon tonight. Second-ranked Junction City is at Genoa Central. Number 3, Charleston, is at Paris. Mayflower, who is tied for 4th, is at Bald Knob tonight. And Clinton, who has that tie for 4th with Mayflower, is at Green Forest this evening. So all the top 5 teams in Class 3A on the road this evening. And then the Class 2A Top 5, number 1, Mount Ida, is at home against Murfreesboro. Second-ranked Ryzen made the trip down. And Cole Hill, as they are taking on Johnson County Westside. Let's look at what else is going on around the state and the area tonight. We will take a break, get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Pine Bluff. You're listening to the State Farm Agent and James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Now back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
About 3 minutes away from kickoff, the captain's on the field getting ready for the coin toss, and we'll see what's going to happen with that. Tobias, this is always Bob's job, and he never catches it, so I forgot to tell you that. I'll be talking along, and Bob will be staring off somewhere else, and they'll get done with the coin toss. We have no idea what happened. This Pine Bluff team, as I mentioned, they started the year with a loss to Cabot, 20-12. But since then, boy, they have played well. In fact, they've only given up a total of 20 points over the last 3 games, 7 to Watson Chapel, 7 to Fort Smith Northside, and 6 to Little Rock Hall last week. So this is a very good defense. Obviously, a team that scores a lot of points. They have scored. They've only given up 20 in the last 3 weeks. And in those 3 weeks, they have scored 117 points.
Wow, that's a lot of points.
Yes, it is.
So Pine Bluff won the toss, elected to receive.
Okay.
So it looks like they want to get started right away. So,
not surprising. I kind of figured if they won, that's what they want to do. They want to set the tone early. It's interesting, Tobias, and you've seen this when you played Yellville, the teams had to travel a long ways, and of course you've seen it here at Mountain Home games over the years too. teams that have to travel, it takes them sometimes half of a quarter or a quarter to really get their bearings after the travel and all the hills and curves they're not used to.
Absolutely. That's one of the blessings of living in the fine area that we do. They got to come up South 14.
Exactly.
Which is the biggest advantage that we have. And it's I might get an award for the farthest traveled for the game today. I woke up this morning in Orlando, Florida. So
I think you will.
I flew into Little Rock, so I had the same drive, and my stomach's still a little upset. I'm still a little woozy. So hopefully they are too, and we'll jump right out on them.
Well, they only brought one bus. They've got about 60 on their roster, but they obviously didn't bring that many with it. Did you count a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah, it looks like they brought about 42. Looks like they might have left some sophomores at home. They probably have a travel roster.
At least for this game they do.
At least for this game,
yes.
Yeah.
All right, ready for the teams to come on the field. We'll take a break, come back, and get this one kicked off in just a moment. Pine Bluff at Mountain Home coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!